What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on, everybody? This is the Stormy Port, your humble and gracious host, coming through for another edition of the Levels of Love podcast. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope everybody out there is safe. Hope everybody's good. It is a lot of crazy stuff popping off in the world right now, as I'm sure most of you all know. For sure, man. But today what we're going to talk about is the top four reasons, why women cheat. I'm going to get into the psychology of it, and I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts of what makes women cheat. Last week, we got into why the men cheat. And so I wanted to, you know, I did that for the ladies, and now we're doing one for the fellas, man. I'm going to get into the whole psychology of that and give the fellas some game about the women. You feel me? So get your pens and papers and be ready for that. Before we get into that, man, I was going to get in a couple of things going on in the news right now. Of course, you still got Israel and Palestine still blowing each other to pieces, which is crazy, man. They still going at it like they've been for, you know, since the days of Moses, really. You know, just makes you think or makes you ask, is that really ever going to end? I don't see it ever ending, man. I think they're going to be going at it till the end of time, to be honest with you. And I don't pick a side. I haven't picked a side. I know a lot of people are, you know, picking sides, you know, Israel and Palestine, you know, are you on the side of Judaism? Are you on the side of, you know, you're on the side of the Muslims? And I have not picked a side. I'm just, you know, the only reason I'm speaking about it really is because, man, I'm looking at your boy Joe Biden and that freaking $106 billion this dude is asking for to send up over there, in Ukraine. He just asked for $106 billion, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, dude, that's $106 billion of the taxpayer dollars to go fund something that's not even happening on American soil. And man, we got stuff going on over here that money could be going towards, man. That's a gang of money, man. But they find some money real quick when they trying to go blow some stuff up, don't they? Just trying to pull $106 billion out their ass like it's nothing. This old decrepit, wrinkled up, Skeletor-looking bastard want to go send $106 billion. Man, we got stuff going on here with inflation and all that. And I remember it's like either a year or 2 years ago where, you know, the price of stuff was really starting to shoot up. And he's like, man, I can't do nothing about the cost of groceries and food. Y'all just gonna have to deal with it. He says something to that effect. I'm like, dude, you got y'all pulling all kinds of money out for Afghanistan and to go, you know, put in the Middle East, and y'all can't do no. All right. I see how it is. You feel me? You know, speaking of which, man, you know, they need to devote some resources or whatever to address these mass shootings. Y'all heard about that mass shooting? I'm pretty sure everybody's heard about it now. But that mass shooting up in Maine, that Robert Card, this dude done went up in a bowling alley in a bar and murdered 22 people randomly. They just found him, I believe, yesterday. Sometime, I believe it was yesterday. You know, I upload these like the day after I do them. So if my dates are a little off, y'all have to forgive me. But yeah, man, they found him dead, which was interesting. It took him, you know, 2 or 3 days to find a dead dude. You know, so that's iffy, that's fishy, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to get into that tonight. But, man, y'all need to devote some resources to helping fixing these mass shootings, man. It's like every other week now. Literally, it's like, you know, because I try to keep up with the news, you know, for the other podcast I do on my other channel. And, you know, I'm looking at the map. Google has this thing where you can save searches. Like, basically, on Google News, you can go on Google News and type in anything at the top of the search bar, and you can pick any topic you want. And when you choose the topic, it actually gives you, stories? Because it searches the web for different stories, but it'll ask you, do you want stories from an hour ago? Do you want stories from 24 hours ago, like a week, you know, a month ago, anytime, etc. So you can pick, and I do a search every single day of just mass shooting, and literally every single day, man, it's you can find a story about, you know, a mass shooting, man. So it's crazy, man. And you know, I say they need to do something about it. They're not going to, man. And I'm not talking about, you know, Republican or Democrat. They both do this. They both ain't doing nothing about it. They're both not going to do anything about it. And the reason I know that they're not going to do anything about it is because back when Sandy Hook happened, I think Sandy Hook happened in 2012, I want to say. But back when that popped off, I was already like, you know, in my mind, I was like, if they're not going to do something about some kids getting shot up like that, they're never going to do anything. And sure enough, they didn't do anything. And it's damn 2023. And they've literally let this country, the just going out into general public is a war zone. Now you could, cause it can pop off at any minute, anywhere, and no place is safe. Essentially, man. You dig? So they're not going to do anything. And it's deeper than a gun problem anyway. But, you know, that's kind of a slap in the face to the American public. You're going to give in $106 billion. Man, we got so much stuff over here that we need taken care of that we could use that money on. Like I said, y'all find some money to build some bombs and shit. Y'all find some money real quick. You dig? But in any case, man, all we can do, man, is stay safe. You got to get your gun game in order. You got to get your tactical game in order, man. You got to be ready at all times, man. I don't even really go out like that no more. I think I mentioned it in a previous podcast, man. I'm good, dude, because of stuff like this, man. I don't do huge crowds of people. Like, I wanted to go. I was debating on whether to go to a World Series game because my team is in the World Series right now here in North Texas, man. The Texas Rangers in the World Series, man. And I kind of wanted to hit up a game, but big crowds of people, I don't really do them like that. And, you know, and the stadium is less than, it's like 20 minutes away from me, man. I could hit up a game or whatever, but yeah, I'm just not risking it, man. And plus, I don't have to deal with that damn traffic. I have to go, like, get a hotel room up over in Arlington or something like that, and I'm just not trying to do all that. I got too much to do at the house. But in any case, man, y'all be safe, be aware, and be ready to go down. It can go down at any time, man. You know, restaurant, Target, hell, they shooting up bowling alleys. I'm like, dude. And I heard like a little kid got shot, like a baby, like an actual baby got shot, man, and killed. So it's crazy out here, man. Y'all stay safe. And that's another reason I always like to put that, you know, at the beginning of my broadcast. If you're going through any, you know, anything, man. If you just need somebody to talk to and vent to, man, I'll be that. I'll chop it up with you, man. Feel free to email me at thelevelsoflove@gmail.com. Man, reach out to me for any reason, man. If I can't help you out, and I'm not a counselor by any stretch of the imagination, but if I can't help you with the information that I know, then I can get you to the person who does. So feel free to take advantage of that. I always put my contact information in the description. So holler at your boy, man. You know, I got resources. I know people who are licensed counselors, so I can get you hooked up with them. Maybe see about doing like a Zoom or something like that. But in any case, man, yeah, that's what's, you know, they said dude had mental issues. They always kind of say that when this happens, man, and I don't really appreciate that. But apparently, you know, his family was trying to notify the police. They're like, hey, this dude is kind of, he's saying he's going to do something. And I heard he had made a threat. He had made a threat to go shoot up. Oh man, I forget the name of that military base. But they said it was actually kind of reported that dude was kind of throwed the hell off, and they were trying to bring attention to the army and to the authorities because, you know, he was a firearms instructor in the army, man. And there was multiple people were kind of trying to let the officials know, man, this dude is kind of throwed the heck off. But in any case, man, y'all stay safe out there and be on your guard. But now I'm going to get into what we were going to talk about tonight. And what I want to talk about is the top four reasons women cheat. Now, before I get into these, man, I'm not condoning cheating. I don't think there's ever an excuse. You know, if worst things comes to worst, you can always break up or, you know. I don't condone putting anybody through that, man, because it's, you know, that's tough to go through that. So I don't condone cheating, but I am just breaking down to the fellas. I'm just letting you know this is the motivation behind it a lot of the times. Hold on, let me get a swig of my grown-up juice. Hold on a sec. There you go. Yeah, I'm celebrating, man. My boy's in the World Series. I'm having a little drinky drink. But it's all good. We're going to make it do what it do. But fellas, these are the top four reasons why women cheat. Now, the first reason is kind of what I touched on when I was talking about the motivation behind why the dudes cheat. And the first reason is she's just a flat-out skankazoid. She just likes getting out here slutting it up. There's some women who just like the feel and taste of random penises, man. There's no rhyme or reason behind it, man. It's just how they get down. It's just they get down, and that's what they like to do. You feel me? And, you know, when it comes to a woman like that, there's nothing you can do that's going to... Because she wants to kind of deny to us, women like these will get in relationships, but, you know, that's more so for their psychological gratification that they're not really the big-ass skanks that they say. They're proud of their skankage, don't get me wrong. It's kind of like, what is it, that sister on that 70s show, Eric Foreman, his sister, she was just proud of her skankage. You feel me? And they'll get with dudes, you know, in relationships because, you know, they get bored. They're experimenting and trying stuff out. But they always going to be for the streets, man. They're always going to be for the streets. And plus these, you know, they need a dude to partner up with to come help, help share some resources and stuff like that to help them out. They know that they need that. But they're always going to be for the streets deep down in their heart. It's kind of like the Jada Pinkett situation with Will Smith. That's really what that is. She got with that dude because, you know, dude has the resources, dude has the status, but she really doesn't respect that man. And when she's a skankazoid, she's not going to have any respect for you regardless of what you do, regardless of what kind of man you are. So, you know, the first reason is, man, they just like getting out here and flat back hoeing. That's all there is to it. There's nothing to think too deeply about, man. That's just how some women are. And you got to learn how to recognize what kind of characteristics a woman like that exhibits so that you can avoid that. You feel me? Now, the second reason, and this is a very common reason why women cheat or become unfaithful, is she lets hating ass females get in her ear. Now, what do I mean by that? The thing is, man, if your lady is around women who are bitter, whether it's, you know, her friends or family, and then most of the times it is the family that's the hating ass females, whether it be like the mom or the sisters or whatever, especially if their situation ain't really been working out in the relationship department, they're going to try to ruin your situation, ladies. And your friends can talk you up out of a good dude because they put little bugs in your ear. You know, they'll tell you stuff like, you know, and they're not doing that to be helpful. They're doing that to sabotage. If you go in, you know, you and your homegirl or whatever, y'all are talking about something going on in a relationship, and you really shouldn't, man. What's going on with you and your dude should stay between you and your dude, because outside opinions might not always have your best interest in mind. But let's say you are talking with your homegirl or whatever, and you bring up, you know, dude is kind of, he's kind of slipping in this department, and he's not really, you know, handling business like I feel. And there's some situations going on between you and your dude. If her first piece of advice to you is just to leave, that's somebody who doesn't have your best interest in mind. A real friend is going to say, hey, man, you know, if it is a really extreme situation, you know, you might want to bounce. But a good friend is going to be like, man, you should try to work that thing out. If they have your best interest in mind, they should try to be objective and say, you know, well, try to see things from dude's point of view. You know, have you ever looked at it this way? This is the way he might be seeing it. A real friend is going to help you try to work the shit out with your dude if she's really your friend and wants the best for you. She's not going to try to help sabotage. But the thing is, a lot of women, you know, who are They couldn't get no dude like that, especially the mom. You know, she sees her daughter, you know, bad. Especially if she's a single mom and she sees her daughter, you know, with a good dude, and she never got that. She got kind of got screwed over or feels screwed over. You know, she's gonna start putting little bugs in there. You know, you can do better, girl. You haven't played the field enough yet, and you need to get out there and you need to explore and try to meet other guys and stuff. You know, don't settle down too soon, and you can go to school, and when you're done, you know, testing the waters, there'll be a dude waiting. There's always gonna be somebody for women. You know, I gotta put your business out there. The moms, the single moms, especially the single moms, they be the main ones talking their daughters out of good relationships, which is sad. Because then, you know, the daughter ends up breaking up with a dude or not being able to find nobody, and then she gets bitter, and then the cycle continues, which is, like I said, it's very sad. It's very sad. And ladies, that's why I say don't even really come to your homegirls with your relationship problems, man. Your relationship is to be worked on between you and your dude. I ain't even really big on couples counseling, to be perfectly, to keep it a buck with you. I'm not really even cool on that, man. And hating ass females include these quote unquote internet dating gurus too, who be misleading a lot of women into sacrificing their relationship instead of working on it, who convince them to give up on their relationship instead of working on it with their dude. Relationships take work, man. They take maintenance, or they need maintenance, man. You can't just be on coast and out. I mean, you got to put work into it. You got to invest into it. I'm not really big on outside, you know, opinions in the relationship, man. And that's not me trying to, you know, like, you know, keep the woman away from her family or her friends and nothing like that, and not, you know, correspond with them. But at the same time, man, we need to be able to work stuff out in-house. I can see couples therapy as a very, very last option. I mean, y'all done tried everything. Y'all tried talking it out, you know, but, you know, that's in extreme cases, man. And if we're, you know, in my humble opinion, if we got to do couples counseling and all that, it's time for us to break up. I mean, if we're having that much trouble to getting along, and we're having that much trouble communicating effectively, and we're having that much trouble problem solving, then it's just time to end this thing right there, for real. And I say that because, man, when it comes to couples counseling, it's a lot of nefarious stuff going on in that particular industry, man. I'll say that. And this is from what I've heard from actual licensed therapists. This is what they told me from people that I actually know. So I'm real iffy about, you know, telling people, you know, couples counseling is a cool thing to do, man. But yeah, these internet dating gurus, yeah, shout out Jada Pinkett. You know, she's always giving this, you know, super spiritual, this herbal tea advice that, you know, you got to find your best self. And that's another thing, man, that whole, you got to find your best self, queen, and do your thing, and you know, the right man will come, and he needs to pursue you. Man, that's what's got so many females single and bitter as hell, man. Well, we got to stop that cycle, dude. Don't ever let hating ass females ruin your... And I'm not even just talking about women who are single, man. Women who are married. Man, my ex was friends with this lady who was married to this dude, and her friend would constantly complain about their marriage, man. She was constantly talking about what this dude wouldn't do. And I knew what she was really doing by telling my ex all that negative stuff. She was offloading on her that negative stuff because you have to understand, on a subconscious level, women are in competition with one another. And there ain't a whole lot of real quality dudes to go around like that. And subconsciously, women know that. You know, there's more women than men on the earth right now, and they know it's not enough to go around. So they do little stuff. And sometimes I don't even realize they're doing it, but they do little stuff to sabotage each other. And what she was doing was like, she was offloading on her and saying, look how miserable I am. Ain't my situation a lot like yours? You dig? So they can be in a relationship and they'll still try to sabotage each other, which is crazy, man. So letting hating ass females get in your ear, get in her ear. And I say this is a form of cheating because, man, if you make a commitment to somebody, man, you're in a committed relationship. It's, you got to put that work in. And I think just leaving somebody when it's, you know, something that could be worked, that's kind of like cheating to me too, because it's like you said you made this commitment. We're supposed to be making this long-term commitment and now you're bailing out on it. So that's kind of like cheating too, man. I mean, you're not, you know, banging another dude, but, you know, if you leaving for reasons that aren't that serious or whatever, you're trying to just bounce because you, you know, you're bored or something like that. Well, you made a commitment, man. And I get it. You could say, well, you know, as long as you're not married, it's all good. Yeah, but when you commit to somebody and you leave them like that, man, that's very painful. That's very detrimental to somebody psychologically. And so you breakups, you don't want to just resort to those lightly, man. You feel me? So, ladies, always try to work things out with your dude. Don't bail out just because you got a bunch of bitter broads yapping in your ear about how messed up their situation is, man. You work your stuff out with your dude, and y'all make sure that y'all are good, man. And you don't need to run that by anybody else. Now, the third reason, and this is more to edify the dudes, is the third reason is a lack of spontaneity. And I really learned a lot about this in that book I always tell y'all about by Barbara DeAngelis. I always get the title mixed up. I can't remember. It's five things that, no, not five things. I think it's things women want men to know, but I could be, I'm paraphrasing the title is what I'm trying to say. It's something to that effect. I ain't read it in a long time. It's sitting up in my bookshelf. I just can't get up, you know, away from the microphone and go to my bookshelf and read it. But check that book out, man. And the reason I'm recommending that book is because she describes in there how the importance for women to have spontaneity and variety is very important to them. And you know, dudes, we're cool. Like, dudes, we're cool with doing the same thing day in, day out. We're cool with routines. As a matter of fact, we prefer routines. We like routines. We like knowing when we're having to do everything. We like being able to plan things out. We need, like, concrete plans for things. And we don't really like a lot of deviations like that. We like things to have order and clarity, and I need to do this every single day. I need to know what I'm doing every day at this particular time, and just having that order and that structure. And that's not to say it's not important to women too, but women got to break that routine every now and then. That's very important to them to have some type of variety. And again, I don't think men a lot of the times know how important that is to them. You feel me? And I'm not even talking about y'all got to go on a bunch of vacations or something. Like, hey, you know, I'm not talking about tricking off all your money and hey, let's go to France. Like, what was it? This was a couple of years ago. This girl I used to mess with a long time ago. She hit me up randomly on Facebook. And, you know, it's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, how you been? Oh, I'm good. You know, and she started trying to flex with her dude. Well, you know, we just got back from, you know, from London, and, you know, we were over there, and here's the pictures. I'm like, I just asked how you're doing. You ain't got to, like, send me a bunch of random pictures. But she's like, yeah, we had such a great time, and I just got back from London, and here's the pictures. And I'm like, if you think that's really going to impress me, or I'm supposed to get jealous. Man, it's raining again. Dang. It just started raining. It's been like Noah's Ark around this mug lately. But it was just very immature, and I was like, you know, I didn't trip too much on it. But the thing is, I didn't respond back, but the thing is, I was like, you know, I'm glad old dude tricked on you and is over there. Said, hey, if I was in your position and somebody was willing to do that for me, I'd have took advantage of it too, because it wasn't going to be me. I wasn't about to go trick on your ass. I'm not about to, you know, you the jump off. Or was the jump off? Yeah, I'm like, I'm glad he did, because it wasn't going to be my ass. Enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah, you only do that traveling stuff with the chick you fool with for real, man. Don't be out here tricking your money on that. And I could tell he was, you know, just trying to hit it. I saw, she sent me a picture of the dude. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's simp all day. Yeah, I wasn't about to do it. So, hey, knock yourself out. I'm glad you found a sucker. Wasn't about to be me. But it is extremely important. And the thing is, a lot of times, dude, we don't realize how important that is to y'all to have spontaneity and to be adventurous and to explore new things. It's, you know, dudes, we don't really need to do that all that much, man. We're trying to get things done. We focused on our grind or whatever, and we can sit there and do the same thing over and over, day in and day out. Psychologically, that's almost kind of like painful to women. They don't have any kind of variety. There's no spontaneity, or spontaneity. If there's no, I've been saying it wrong all this time. Spontaneity. Y'all get the gist, man. If I messed up, then forgive you, boy. But that's extremely important to them, man. And it's not so much that they're superficial. It's just women like making memories. That's in their nature, to make memories, man. And that's actually important, man. You need your lady to come and get you up out of your routine from time to time, man. We don't realize that we need it sometimes, and they come and they actually do that. I'm not saying that's cool for your woman to cheat on you if you're not doing that, but if you don't make it a point to do that every so often, man, she's going to start to feel smothered. She's going to start to feel like y'all are not going anywhere. There's not going to be any memories made. And her eyes going to start wondering for the dude that can give her those experiences, man. You know, because your lady goes to work and she hears, you know, from her female coworkers, yeah, me and my husband went here and we went there. We went to Cancun and, you know, we just got back from London and we're going to Cancun. Your woman hears that and from the other ladies at the office trying to flex on her, and she feels some type of way about that. She don't have nothing to flex on them with. You dig? So she starts feeling some type of way, and then let it be a dude up there talking about, yeah, man, I just got back from Japan, and don't let a dude start telling her that stuff. She's like, all right, well, maybe I need to be with this nigga. This nigga's going places, literally. And like I said, it's not... I'm not even just talking about traveling, man. Just stuff like, man, they just randomly sign up for a cooking class. Hey, let's go learn how to make crumpets or some shit. I don't know. Just signing up for like a cooking class or something like that. Hey, man, like around the corner from me, man, there's this place called, I think it's called iFly. And it's like an indoor, it's basically like an indoor like skydiving thing. You don't have to go jump out of a plane, but they put you in like this cylinder, this plastic cylinder, and they shoot this air up and you start floating the air like you're skydiving. You can just randomly do some stuff like that, man. Just make it a month, you know, like once a month or twice a month or every times a month, man. Just say, hey, man, let's go do XYZ and just go do something adventurous. Let's go explore new things, man. That goes a long way with keeping your lady. And again, I'm not giving women the excuse to cheat. I'm not telling you that, you know, just because y'all have no spontaneity. I don't know how to, man. How do you say this word? Hold on, fam. I gotta look this up. I don't like saying things incorrectly. Hold on just a sec. I'm looking on my phone real quick. I am a writer, man. I don't want to be up here. Spontaneity. Okay, spontaneity. My bad, y'all. I'm over here messing up. Apparently, the grown-up juice is kicking in. I'll just blame it on that. But yeah, man, I'm not giving y'all an excuse to cheat, man. For no reasons whatsoever, man. If ladies, if you feel some type of way about that, man, talk to your dude. I think a lot of the problems, especially with women, why women leave and all that stuff, man, is women really don't articulate themselves if there's a problem, if they're having a problem in the relationship. Like if something's really bugging them, they don't really articulate themselves. Now they will nag, but nagging is not articulating why you feel the way that you feel and really explaining it and saying, hey, this is something I cannot deal with in this relationship. If we can't rectify this, then this is not going to work. So, you know, a lot of times women will say that they don't like something, but they don't say why they don't like something. You feel me? They don't articulate. They want the dude to figure it out, which, you know, y'all got to stop doing that, man. That's very immature. if a dude's giving you a problem and you need to learn to be an adult and learn to articulate your dissatisfactions, man. You don't just get to nag dudes and tell them stuff that you don't like and then go cheat on them because, you know, they didn't fix something, but you didn't tell them what was wrong to be able to go fix it in the first place. That's very immature, man. You got to learn to communicate with your dude. And in some cases, man, y'all will, you know, and this is the dark side of female nature, but sometimes, man, y'all want the stuff to fail. Secretly, y'all want it to fail so y'all won't tell the dude what's wrong, and then you can just blame him and say, well, you know, you didn't fix the problem, and, you know, that's why we didn't work out. But you didn't really articulate to him, hey, if we don't fix this problem, I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to bounce. You didn't come out and say it. You feel me? So that's why I just wanted to clarify. I'm not justifying y'all going and cheating. I'm just letting the dudes know that, you know, this is what motivates y'all to do something like that. Now, the fourth and final reason, and this is the, I think this is the reason why women, the top reason, I should, and these are in no particular order, but I think the primary reason why women cheat is when her dude loses his drive. And I'm not talking about sex drive. But when her dude loses his competitive spirit. I kind of mentioned this on the last one, but this applies more for the dudes, especially. And women got to compete, too, with other women to keep their dude. You got to be on top of your game, too, ladies. But this is more for the men. Fellas, and this is really important. I want you to understand this. Women are always going to be looking at you to be getting better. Always. You're never going to be able to take your foot off the gas. There's never going to be a period where you're not trying to get better, where you're not trying to get, you know, in better shape. You're not trying to get better financially. You're not trying to get better career-wise. They're always looking for you to improve. For the rest of your life, it's going to be like that. You dig? Because your woman is getting hit on all the time, every day she's out in public, man. It's all kinds of dudes. Women get hit on going to the mailbox. You feel me? There's always going to be dudes trying to get her attention. And some of these dudes are going to have their stuff together. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you should be a weak-ass, weak-willed female and just go with the first dude who, you know, is making a little bit more paper than you do. What I am saying, though, is, man, over time, you know, over the span of years, and you're not really progressing, and, you know, life looks the same like it did 2 or 3 years ago to your lady. If things ain't being upgraded, like y'all living space ain't being upgraded and all that stuff, man, and your status ain't being upgraded, man, women start kind of getting the wandering eye. You always got to be on top of your game and striving to get better and striving to enhance what you got, man. Women can take a man taking a setback. If they see he's gearing up for a comeback, they're like, all right, you know, you lost your job or whatever, but I can see you about to go back to school. I can see you signing up for the classes and you about to step your game up. Or she sees you about to try to start that business and you getting all the foundation ready for that. If she can see that you're trying to improve and she can see that you got a runway ahead of you, man, she'll stick in there with you. But what they can't do is stagnancy, man. And that kind of goes along with the spontaneity, man. I almost did it again. That kind of goes along with that, man. They can't handle a dude that's stagnated. That psychologically does something to them, man. Psychologically messes with them. You feel me? They got to switch up where you live every so often. Now, if you got a house or something, that's different, you know. But even then, you dig. Plus, man, your lady kind of wants to look up to you, man. They want a dude who they can look up to and admire. When you're a leader, when you're in that leadership role, especially when you're leading other men. When you're leading other men and she can look up to you as a leader, man, she admires that, man. That's what keeps your lady faithful. She needs to admire you and look up to you and have reverence for you, man. And plus, man, when I say, you know, her dude loses his drive, I'm also talking about that manly edge. And that manly edge is you as her dude, you need to look like you can kick somebody's ass. You need to be a little bit gangster at times, just randomly, just to remind you, lady, I'm not that dude to fuck with. You need to have that look to you, like if some stuff went down, because your lady wants to know that you can protect her, man, and the family. So she needs to look at you like, sometimes every now and then you just got to do some real gangster stuff just to remind her. Like, I was, and I've done this twice. I think I mentioned in the last podcast or whatever. Man, I was celebrating, it was a Rangers game. Speaking of the Rangers, man, and I hit the wall. I've done this two separate times. I've done this at my place and back when me and my ex was living together, man. I just tapped the wall. Like, I was banging the wall because I was like, dang, you know, they just scored a home run or whatever. And I put a damn hole in the wall. And she just kind of looked at me. And it was effortless, too. I'm not trying to say I'm no big Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I put a hole in the damn wall. I'm like, ooh, my bad. And she's like, I'm glad I wasn't standing in the place of the wall. The funny part is, it's not funny, but the trip thing is, I accidentally did elbow my ex in the face one time, man. We was just sitting there on the couch, we eating dinner, and I wasn't even like, you know, horsing around or nothing like that, but I turned, because she was saying something to me, I think, and I turned so that I could hear her better, and I didn't realize how close she was to my arm, and so I turned around and I elbowed her straight up in the nose, and that was the first time I met a physically by just hitting somebody, I made somebody cry. Like, dude, she started crying. Because that's how bad it hurt. And I literally just turned around. I wasn't horsing around or doing anything like that. I literally just turned around, man. But I remember, whatchamacallit, she asked me to open something for her one time. And then she was like, man, you putting holes in walls and hitting me in the... And I opened the jar. She's like, how are you so strong? And in that moment, I knew. She was just like, you could do some damn damage, dude. I got to put some respect on your name. You're out here not even trying, and you over here messing me up in the face, knocking me upside my head and making me cry. Like, damn. Glad you're on my side. You feel me? So you got to have that edge, fellas. Sometimes you just got to have that edge to you. Man, grow your beard out or something, man. Let your woman know, hey, look, be glad I'm on your side. Because I'm your dragon, man. I'm your warrior out here. And I got your back, and I can do some damage, man. Women need to see that. That's real talk, man. That turns a woman on. She ain't going to be cheating with no other dudes. If you show her that edge and... sure that you kind of a rough, you can be a roughneck at times, man, and you're not gonna crack under pressure, and you can handle it if some stuff goes down, man, she ain't gonna be interested in all other dudes like that, man. But that's basically the four top reasons why women cheat. Hope y'all were able to get some eye-opening information, fellas. Always stay on top of your game, man, in all areas, physically, financially, mentally, spiritually, everything. Always be seeking to getting better, man. And this is, and I'll close with this, man. Dudes, as long as you're doing those things and you're striving every single day, you wake up and you're striving to enhance your value in all those areas, man. If a woman cheats on you, if she does choose to cheat on you, you know it wasn't you because you out here handling your business. But if she does, you know, you're not gonna really be tripping on that, man, because you like, well, I know my shit's together. So it's something going on with that broad. I know I'm on top of my game, so she did that because something's wrong with her. You ain't even really gonna be tripping, and then you know if your stuff is together, you can replace that. You have options, so always focus on that. Always focus on your purpose. Wake up every day and seek to perfect your craft, whatever it is, whatever your talent is, whatever God put you on this earth to do. Always devote yourself to that. And the woman who gets with you, she's going to see that drive and that grind. And she's going to see that edge, and she's going to respect that. The right woman, anyways. Anyways, that's been this episode of the Levels of Love podcast. Hope I was able to give some eye-opening information, some useful information, something that's constructive. Again, you know, if y'all have any relationship questions, feel free to reach out to a brother. I'm at thelevelsoflove@gmail.com. thelevelsoflove@gmail.com. Y'all also go check out rootofalllove.com up over there. A lot of my written stuff is over there. And for all of you who do not know, I am a published author. And writing is my passion. So for sure, go check that out, man. Go check out rootofalllove.com. And then if y'all have any questions, feel free to hit me up by email or my phone number. It'll be in the description. I only respond to text messages on the phone. So just keep that in mind. It's been a pleasure speaking with all of y'all. I hope y'all have a positive and productive rest of the week. And y'all stay safe out there. I'll holler at y'all on the flip. Peace.